Harper Audio presents Where the Bodies Were Buried, Whitey Bulger and the World That Made Him by T.J. English. Read by Mike Chamberlain. First we feel, then we fall. James Joyce, Finnegan's Wake. Introduction. He strolled into the cafe, an unassuming man with little indication that he had lived a life so far outside the norm as to be extraordinary. At age 81, he still had a full, healthy mane of hair, though it was now completely white. He moved slowly but held his head high, and in the right light, his blue eyes shined as bright as they had 46 years ago when his life was first plunged into darkness. These days, he did not wish to be viewed as an aberration. He was a knock-around guy from the neighborhood, which is all he ever wanted to be. Back in the day, he was a handyman by trade, someone who helped people out for a modest sum. He did what he could to support his wife and four kids, until he got roped into one of the most outrageous miscarriages of justice in the history of the United States. The man extended his hand. "Hi," he said. "I'm Joe Salvati." We were standing in a cafe on Hanover Street, the central commercial street in Boston's North End, one of the last authentic Italian-American neighborhoods in the country. Joseph Salvati was born here in 1933 and lived in the neighborhood most of his life, except for those years he was locked away deep within the belly of the beast. I shook the hand of Joe Salvati. "I've been wanting to meet you for a long time," I said.